Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KMAREducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. How negative traits undermine success and growth in organizations is the topic. In this program, we'll explore how traits such as laziness, anger, fear, and ego can negatively impact an organization's success. And our focus will be on identifying these traits in potential employees and understanding how they can affect workplace dynamics. Today's guest is Diana Palladino Christopher, Director of Operation of a local service provider office in Fairfield County. Good morning, Diana, and how are you?
Good morning, Marietta. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Good. Oh, not too bad. The weather is a little funny. You know, when you get up in the morning, and I think the weather really impacts our mind and body, but otherwise I'm good. And how are you, Rich?
I'm doing very well, for as you said, it's a cloudy Saturday. But yeah. We don't see anything in here.
No, but we are affected by it. But anyway, we're all good. So a shout out quickly to our good friend, Dr. Yvette Witten. We will see you real soon. And also to Gisela Arroyo. Thank you so much for your friendship. And she was a listener. Now she's a friend of ours. So thank you so much for your friendship. So I don't have any other announcements, so I'm ready to rock.
Need your prescription filled fast? At Madison Pharmacy, it's ready in 5 minutes or less. Located at 4180 Madison Avenue, Trumbull, Connecticut. Tired of long call wait times? Reach us in less than a minute. Your time matters at Madison Pharmacy. Check TrumbullMadisonPharmacy.com on the web.
You're tuned into the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Kammerer. On the web, kmareducation.org and thebusinesschampion.com. I am taking you into a service provider company this morning, and I'm very happy to announce Diana Palladino Christopher. She's the Director of Operations, and she can tell us a thing or two. She gets to hire. She, unfortunately, gets to let people go as well. But she is really in charge of that entire operation. That's a big job, you know, to make everything go smooth and handle a good customer service. And it's a big job. So let us start right away with some questions that we designed. Diana, why is it so important to address laziness in a customer-facing team?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, poor customer service. I think that any negative traits like laziness, they affect, the outcome for our clients. And then additionally, employee morale as a whole, negative attitudes and behaviors, can definitely impact you know, the overall experience that other employees have. So I think it's very important to ensure that there's no communication breakdowns because, you know, that leads to poor communication and misunderstandings and lack of collaboration. So there's really, you know, no room for laziness.
Right. I feel laziness is a disease and will spread throughout the entire team. That's number one. Now, you handle employees. Now, I have, instead of employees, I have 1099s. Have the same problem, but we can say goodbye quicker without any labor departments and who knows what other sources that would come in.
Absolutely.
Things don't work out between 1099s. Adios. Thank you very much. You give them a check. That's it. So it's a lot cleaner and faster. So, and I feel whoever does the hiring at the place, the HR people have to have a clear, very clear vision as to who fits in. So they have to have a closeness and an intimacy, if you will, to all the people, to all the people. That's almost impossible, especially when you have a big crew, but we can scale it down into smaller, you know, smaller groups. But they have to have a really clear vision. In order to have a clear vision, you need to know the people and how they think. Don't you agree, Diana?
Absolutely. Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, the long-term benefits, you know, just, you know, employee retention is very important. A positive work environment leads to higher, you know, job satisfaction and lower turnover rates. And as a result, I think you get much improved customer loyalty. And those positive interactions just really build strong relationships with customers and, you know, lead to repeat business and referrals and positive reviews. And that's very important.
Right. Just to give another example, then we move on to the next question. Jake spends his afternoons browsing the internet instead of completing tasks. Now, when deadlines approach, he rushes through his work, resulting in poor quality. And we all have done that. And then you really produce a bunch of crap. That's one thing. And just even simple tasks, they botch up. That's because they're not focused. And that's just the way it is. You know, you can't accept that. And also people that are procrastinating. I would not have somebody on a team where then they put the burden on the rest of the people. Absolutely not. Twice I would tell them, and the third time they're gone. You will never have harmony in a team if you allow that by one team player, by one link. So
I completely agree, and I think it directly impacts, you know, the organization's bottom line. And so, you know, if you have an employee that's disengaged and, you know, showing, you know, low productivity and, you know, resistant to positive change and strategies to do better, then yes, I think, you know, part of, you know, being in a leadership role is to recognize those negative traits. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes you have to move on.
You have to. That's just the way it is, because you will have the employees stay in, they out. They're dissatisfied. They stay later. They take on extra workload. You can't have that. You have other good people. You have one bad link exchange. That's the way it is. Got to be really. That's it. Next question. How does anger impact customer interaction, and what should management do to mitigate this?
We all have a level of professionalism that we need to follow. And I think it's important to address anything proactively. You cannot ignore that behavior. It needs to be addressed immediately with constructive feedback. You need to offer support to help employees improve those attitudes. Certainly, it's very important to additionally provide training and development and conflict resolution. And, you know, there are trainings that we learn in the HR world that focus on, you know, emotions and effective communications to equip employees with the tools they need to manage that anger.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the right questions, they may really be very personable and so forth, but they can't be around sick patients.
Correct.
That's just the way it is, day in, day out. It's too much for them. And I'd rather have that on the table now by really knowing what questions I really want to get. And that's okay. That doesn't mean they're bad people, but not this industry is not for you. Go to the beauty business or whatever business or communication business, whatever. But
right.
we're in the health and wellness business. This is what through us the patients get better, and this is something your focus has to be on there every single day, you know.
Agree. And I think that, you know, also playing devil's advocate, but I do think as a leader, it's important, you know, to, you know, when things of that nature do come up, to evaluate the overall workplace culture and, you know, the effectiveness of, you know, the strategies that leadership's putting in place and, you know, how it's impacting the roles of the employees. Because you also want to ensure in a leadership role that, you know, you're consistently providing, you know, feedback and a positive environment and, you know, reinforcing positive attitudes and behaviors within the workplace.
Right. Now, we're talking about specifically anger. So Tom snaps at colleagues during a brainstorming session, as an example, shutting down their ideas. His outburst creates a hostile environment, leaving everyone hesitant to contribute. We can't have that. You know, we can all have a bad day, but we can recognize the people that have anger management issues. You can't hide that because it's an energy field that the HR has to see. They have to be in tune with all of that. So anger, real anger, they can't disguise that. They can't. And you
Definitely.
See them fluctuate too from day to day. You see that too. You know?
Absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, you know, that anger can spread quickly and it leads to a toxic work environment. And, you know, again, as HR or management, you know, that hinders on, you know, growth within the company. It hinders on, you know, the overall customer experience, the productivity of your other employees. So, you know, as you said, negative traits, you know, can manifest and provide, you know, negativity within the workplace. So
Ouch.
We have to flip that too.
Ouch. You know, we talk, you know, this and that. Ouch doesn't fit in. That's it. Let's go for a quick break and we will continue after.
Enjoy a free consultation with our friendly pharmacists. We're here at Madison Pharmacy, 4180 Madison Avenue, Trumbull, Connecticut. On the web, TrumbullMadisonPharmacy.com. At Madison Pharmacy, we're here to serve you with a smile. Your health is our priority. We are your Madison Pharmacy family in Trumbull, Connecticut. TrumbullMadisonPharmacy.com.
Today's topic is how negative traits undermine success and growth. Our guest is Diana Palladino Christopher. Is Christopher an English or an Irish name? I didn't look it up before the show.
So actually, my husband, his family is Italian, and it was De Cristofaro, but they Americanized it when they came over. But my husband's family is Italian as well.
Oh, you know, yeah. I thought about that last night in bed. I really did. So I said, must be Irish or English. So we got the Palladinos and the Cristoforos. Watch out, Rich.
Yes.
Watch out. The Palladinos are in the house.
Coming at all from all directions.
That's it. That's it. Anyway, I really appreciate you being with us on this Saturday morning. And who can talk about all of this? You're in a position, you're the director of operation for a couple of decades. You know the ins and outs of a workplace. And it's not always easy, you know, to have the team functioning 200%. It's not just not easy. We're dealing with people's, you know, minds and emotions, and we're all different. However, we're going on to the next question. What role does fear play in a service environment, and how can it be addressed? Fear.
You know, again, I just think, you know, when you're representing an organization as an employee, you know, if an employee has fears and they're apprehensive, I think that, you know, that's crucial to the experience of the overall customer satisfaction. I think that, you know, those fears shine through. And as a result, I think that, you know, they can hinder, you know, the impacts of superb customer service that your employees are providing, or whatever service that might be to your client base or organizational base. I think fear can play a role. And I think that's reflective certainly on, you know, HR and management. Mm-hmm. And if that's happening, I think that, you know, management needs to take a look at tools and resources and training programs. Yeah. And, you know, feedback from their employees and, right, and their customers as well.
Now, get this. This week, because I always like to put reality in this, you know, little snippets of real reality. So I saw a director. I was trying to make an appointment, and the assistant, no problem. So then we met. I met with the director and the assistant, and I could tell the assistant was just given very limited work authorization, such as making appointments. And as she was giving out appointments, she had to double and triple check with the director. She felt very good in that role. I said, what the heck is this? I couldn't work with somebody like, no, this assistant really felt good, you know, having double to double and triple check. Look, get rid of that salary. You know, if I have to check with the director, you know, did I do the right thing? I made the appointment here. This, look, I should know about the calendar. I should have a clear vision and a clear instructions how far I can go within my job environment. So there is no need to be fear. You know how people, did I do this right? No, that's constantly living in fear. But why do people put themselves in situations like that? Look, a director has other things to do than double checking and triple checking appointments. You know, I saw that.
Yeah, and I think the sign of a good director or management is, you know, recognizing that your team is your, you know, your ambassadors, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, they're the face of your business. And, you know, it's important to ensure that they're well-trained and empowered and, you know, committed, and, you know, that you've provided them with, you know, the tools that are needed to do the job correctly. So, yes, you know, definitely, I can't agree more. I think it's crucial for long-term success for management to...
Exactly. And, of course, I couldn't say anything, you know, because I'm not there to judge them. But I was really deeply thinking about it. I said, I will mention it on the show. And instead of... you can't micromanage as a director. You got to look at the big picture. What's important? And not here, can we schedule this on Tuesday at 2:00? Your assistant will know that, you know?
Sure.
And give the assistant, but it's micromanaging and it's about control. Yeah? So, again, directors have interesting personalities too, to say it very mildly. So we're moving on.
Yeah.
How can an inflated ego affect teamwork and customer satisfaction in a service-oriented business? The good old ego.
You know, I think when I think of egos in the workplace, a lot of times, you know, I feel that I've, you know, met resistance to change, particularly from, you know, employees who maybe have been there for, you know, more of a tenure than I. So I think it's just really important to, you know, even if you've, you know, been where you are for some time, be open to ways to, you know, look at new strategies or technologies, you know, to stay vital and competitive. And, you know, I think resistance to change is definitely a big part of that ego within the workplace. You know, certainly you need people that lead by example and demonstrate positive traits. You know, rather than ego, you want to look at empathy and, you know, optimism and resilience and collaboration. And,
right.
You know, I think as a leader, your attitude sets the tone just but for the entire team.
I would want to see that you worked in a team and what exactly
right.
what you did, because that has to be learned. Just to put you together with a whole bunch of people and you're supposed to be a team, that's wrong. Yeah, they're all thinking
Absolutely.
Different things. It's not a team. And I even had to learn to work in a team. This is not a given thing
yeah.
that people can work in a team. It's a big, big thing. You know, it's a big thing. And to get everybody
Absolutely.
On the same page, you know, day in, day out, day in, day out, they constantly need to be trained, you know, and they have to want to work. And when I see, okay, well, you know, I know a little more than the other people, you know, it's very easy, you know, to get dissatisfied when the others don't really pull their weight because they can't, they don't know better. So it's not that easy to put a good team together. It takes time and work. Let me go for a break. Be right back.
Get your prescriptions delivered to your door for free. Convenience and care from Madison Pharmacy. On the web, TrumbullMadisonPharmacy.com. We care for your pets, too. Ask about our pet medications and care services. TrumbullMadisonPharmacy.com.
Diane Palladino Christopher is with us this morning, and we're talking about how negative traits undermine success and growth. I have something nice now. What strategies can be implemented to ensure staff remain motivated? So what do you say to that before I tell you?
Sure. You know, I think empowerment, support, recognizing, you know, a job well done. I think, you know, providing the necessary training so that your team, you know, is confident and knowledgeable to handle, you know, various scenarios. I think, you know, building that trust and loyalty and just, you know, being, you know, adapting professionalism as a standard in, you know, from management and just having a clear, you know, communication with employees and, you know, recognizing, you know, the value and, you know, the asset that they are to your business and, you know, or organization and celebrating them. I think, you know, a little goes a long way. You know, I know for me, if I'm told I'm, you know, simply doing a good job or, you know, perhaps acknowledged with, you know, a cupcake on my birthday or, you know, a luncheon, you know, from time to time, you know, it makes a difference. I think that that's very important.
Yeah. I like to give them responsibility to make decisions at the same time, accountability. So
this
is how I would start it. Because I want my employees to make decisions, not to come to me. What should I do? I'm not that micromanager. No, not at all. Because this way it immediately tells me how you think. And we got to think in a big picture first and then break it down into puzzle pieces. That's how I think anyway. But also get them involved in acquisition and customer appreciation ideas. We want them to really feel part of the business, and we want them to be, it's almost like a little contest, but in a good way, in a good contest where everybody's ideas are appreciated. And then we got to weave as directors. We got to weave. This sounds good. And gather the puzzle pieces and then really make a big picture of it. And people, especially our employees, if we take their ideas and we make them workable, you know, of course, with some adjustments, you know, that's heaven. That's really heaven when you take somebody's ideas, you know, and you make them work.
Definitely.
They may not be able to implement them, but you can, we can, you know, that's what I think, to really get them engaged. Now, a lot of people, they would feel a little strange. Well, that's fine. Get over it. It's okay. And you'll see that you really make them part of the business, you know, and I also believe in the appreciation and buying them, just like you said, buying them lunch from time to time. Little appreciation goes a long ways. And there is not enough praise out there in companies. That's what I talk about all the time. Anyway, we have very little time left for one more. What can be done to help staff overcome fear and build confidence in their roles? What do you say? Fear in general, being able to speak up, feeling free to give their ideas, just being able to be themselves. What do you think?
Again, I just think it's, you know, maintaining the human connection from an HR standpoint. I think that, you know, we've made so many advancements in technology and, you know, and I think sometimes, you know, management may, you know, send an email or, you know, produce a memo. And I think it's just really important to ensure your team, you know, that there is that, you know, human element and, you know, personal connections, I think, create bonds. And, you know, I think that if a employee feels valued and understood, I just think their overall productivity is going to shine. And, you know, I think that also plays into customer service. I think, you know, technology has made it easier to manage and, you know, track interactions and, you know, provide solutions. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, we can't replace human interaction, you know, with, you know, the overall customer experience. And I think, you know, that human element, not just for the customers, but also, you know, at the end of the day for our employees, that's just a huge boost in morale.
Yeah.
And it makes employees feel valued and appreciated. Right. And, you know, I think that speaks to long-term success
for your brand,
your business.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been self-employed for 40 years. And what I would want to see, and I would be a person for that, as an HR person, I need to talk to my boss and make suggestions and not just be an executor of what he or she thinks. That's very, very important to me. You have to have the courage and the experience and be able to do, you know, carry your thoughts
encourage.
Through. Absolutely. To execute.
Yeah.
You got to be able to speak up for the employees. So I have no problems with that. I may not have a job the next day, but hey, what can I tell you? I'm not changing my personality. Diana, thank you. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day with your family and our listeners. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Marietta.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you, Diana.